Today we celebrate the feast of the invention or the finding of the relics of our patron saint, Saint Stephen, the protomartyr. In the readings of today, which were not in the English Missal, for whatever reason, remind us, one, of the death of Saint Stephen, the first martyr after Pentecost, perhaps in the year 35 or 36 at the most, and that there was a young rabbi, along with all the other Sanhedrin and Pharisees and so forth, who was the one who was asked to hold the cloaks of all those who were going to commit the crime or execute the punishment as they thought it. For they thought that Saint Stephen was blaspheming by making Jesus Christ God. And of course, they all thought wrong, did they not? And they were to find out the prayer of Saint Stephen was answered by God, and among those who were converted were Saul, the young man, who became Saint Paul. And then, even more important in the sense of Israel, the great teacher of Israel, of Saint Stephen, and of Saint Paul himself, Gamaliel, Saint Gamaliel, and also Saint Nicodemus, who was not one of those throwing the stones, and Saint Abnion. And it was a couple of centuries later. Of course, many, many things happened. The church grew incredibly. The persecutions grew incredibly as well. Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD by the Emperor Titus and his troops. And then Saint Simeon, the brother of Saint James the Greater, came back, or the Saint James the Lesser, actually, came back to Jerusalem with all the Christians who had been saved from the horrible destruction. And he restarted the city. He himself was to become a martyr. So many, many things happened. In addition, of course, we have the fact that the relics were lost. They were all martyred, and they were lost. They were buried in a field or in a mound somewhere where no one knew. There was no markings, no way to know about it. And so, a couple of centuries later, a holy priest from Jerusalem had a dream that was very persistent, that he would be told by an angel where the relics of Saint Stephen and the others were. And so indeed, he procured the blessing of the Patriarch of Jerusalem, and then they went forth to wherever the angel had shown him. And they dug up, and there they were, all four of the saints, of the martyrs, including our patron, Saint Stephen, who had been buried in secret in order to procure the safety of their relics. I do not know where the other relics are, but the relics of Saint Stephen are principally in Rome, in Padua, and the Basilica of Saint Justina, right next door to St. Anthony's Basilica, and also some of them in the beautiful Basilica of St. Lawrence in Rome, where, of course, that saint is also buried, and the grill on which he was put to death, and whose feast we shall celebrate next week. So today we celebrate a feast of great importance to us, and for those who are members of the Guild of St. Stephen, a very, very wonderful day for us as well, of indulgences and blessings. And what I said before the rosary, or at the beginning of the rosary, I repeat again now, that we need to offer up our Mass, our rosary, our prayers, our sufferings, in reparation to our Lord and to our Lady, for the horrible sacrileges that are being preferred as the so-called World Youth Day is celebrated in Lisbon, Portugal. God knows what the Blessed Mother will do, because the host, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of priests there, and none of them were asked to give out communion. It was teenagers in shorts and t-shirts that were asked to give out communion. And people tried to steal the host, perhaps for satanic purposes. It's the most horrible situation. And of course, you know who and others are there. In one of the pictures that I saw, and I wish I hadn't, there was a bishop right there on the altar that looks like a bathtub, an upside-down bathtub. A bishop, an old bishop, looking like he doesn't know what's going on. What is this? He could have never imagined, as a young seminarian, as a young priest, that all of this nonsense, all of this sacrilege and evil was going to take place with the blessing of the one who refuses to call himself the Supreme Pontiff, because maybe he is not. So today, I ask reparation. We are here to make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, who is the Eucharist. And so I ask reparation to Jesus and to his Holy Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, whose month we begin to celebrate, that these evils may stop, that somehow or other, which can only be through the power of God, all this wickedness can stop. In the meantime, we need to continue to pray for our enemies, because those who are performing those acts are our enemies. They are not our friends. I don't care what vestments they wear or not. They are not friends of Jesus Christ. They are not friends of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. They are not friends of the Church. And so we ask Almighty God that he put his hand and finally put an end to this evil that has been going on for far too many years. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.